Blog Talk Radio.
Sugarlicious. I am doing something that I've never done before. I am actually on Blog Talk Radio as well as filming this in YouTube, rather on YouTube, because I'm trying to do something a little bit different. That song has never been more appropriate until now, I swear to you. It is so just, I can't even tell you just how blessed I am and just how glad I am just to be here. If you notice I'm kind of like breathing a little bit differently, it's because I'm on oxygen actually. And going to be on it probably for maybe another 2 weeks or so. So let's get down to business. It is March 16th. It is a Sunday. It is 8:01 in sunny California. Actually, it's dark outside. And I am assuming in the land of New York and the East Coast, it is 10 o'clock, and for those who are in the South region, as Texas and so forth, it is now 9 o'clock. 9? 8, 9, 10? 9. Yeah, well, anyway. It has been, God, I don't even know where to begin. I had my whole script, and at this point, I'm throw it on the floor because it's not going to matter. I think I'm going to have to come straight from the hip with this one and straight from the heart. Well, on the 8th, which was last Saturday, I was at work, and I started having breathing problems. Now, mind you, I've been having these breathing problems for, oh, goodness, maybe from the 2nd to the 8th, but the 8th was the worst. I went to work and worked and actually came home early because I didn't feel good, and also because my sister Portia was having a baby shower and I didn't want to miss it. So I logged in and was really unable to breathe as best I could. I could breathe, but I couldn't, like, catch my breath. So I was like, okay, what's going on, you know? Didn't really think much about it. I'm the type of person, those who don't know me, I don't like to share too much of my real life because to me, real life is real life, SL is SL, but I'm going to share this with you because honestly, I want to reach out to those people who, if your body is telling you something, if something's wrong, you need to take your ass to the doctor and don't be like me, because I was thinking, okay, what's going on? You know, no biggie. I'll make a doctor's appointment for the 14th, which was Friday, this past Friday. I wasn't thinking too much about it. I was thinking, okay, I'm just out of breath. I don't know what it is, but hey, you know, maybe I gain a couple pounds, blah, 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 blah. No problem. But anyway, I laid down. I was talking to Angel, a.k.a. Pelly, and I laid down, and I was on the phone with him, and I sit up, and I'm like, babe, I literally cannot catch my freaking breath anymore. It's like I cannot breathe. And he immediately said, babe, you need to go to the hospital. You need to go to urgent care. And I'm thinking, I don't really want to deal with urgent care. It's just too much bullshit. You know, I don't want to really deal with them. So when I went to urgent care, I barely could breathe. And I was like, shit. So when I got there, I checked in and everything. And within minutes, they took me back and everything and, you know, started asking me questions. Have I ever had heart problems? This, that, and the other. And I'm like, no, no, no heart problems in any family. Well, yeah, my mom actually passed from a heart, you know, from having a heart problem. And, you know, so I, at this point, I'm freaking out. So they give me EKG. No, before that, I'm sorry. They put me on oxygen. So, God, finally, whoo, air. You know, I could breathe. And after they did that, they came in, put me on an EKG, gave me some aspirin, baby aspirin, and then gave me a nitroglycerin tablet. Now, for those who don't know what nitroglycerin tablet is, it's for hearts. It's when you have a heart attack. So the doctor comes in like he's freaking puzzled. He goes over the same shit again, asks me the same questions. I'm like, I have never had a heart problem in my life. You know, I have I'm a diabetic, but no heart problems. So he says, okay, well, I believe you're having heart attacks, many heart attacks. So my heart at this point is pumping up to 100 and something, and it goes up five more because of the fact that he's telling me that, hey, I think you're having a heart attack, you know, many heart attacks. I think you've been having many heart attacks because we looked at your EKG, your heart, and then it's something's changed from the way it was before. So I'm fucking freaking out thinking, okay, I'm having a fucking heart attack and whatever. So he tells me, okay, I'm not really sure what's going on. So what we're going to do is we're going to take you to urgent to emergency room. Because at urgent care, we both know they Band-Aid everything. It's basically just like, okay, come in, give you some pills, and send you home. So I said, okay, I'll drive over. He said, no, 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 no. If you're not driving, we're going to go ahead and call the ambulance for you. So I'm fucking sitting here like in a state of confusion, scared out of my damn gore. And I'm calling Angel and telling him what's going on, and he's freaking out, and he's like, I'm on my way. You know, I'm catching a fucking flight out. I don't give a fuck. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. So I'm steady freaking out going, okay, what the hell is actually happening here? And they're giving me tests to check in my heart rate, wondering why my heart rate's not going down. And I'm steady fucking freaking out here thinking, what the fuck is going on, you know? So they commits to it, and I'm the type of, I have rolling veins. Now, my veins, when they try to take blood, I am not a good candidate for blood at all. I have one arm, which is my right arm, is the best arm, you know, for blood. This wasn't happening. They stuck me once, nothing, twice, nothing, went to another part of the vein, three, nothing, four, nada, fifth, nothing. I'm like, really? This cannot be happening. Tried me again on the other arm. Ended up having to put it on my index finger on my left hand. Now, if anybody's ever got stuck with a needle on your index finger, this was where my IV was supposed to go. So it was on my index finger, stuck in my index finger. And when I tell you that I was in pain, I cannot tell you what kind of pain because it was just crazy. You know, she stuck it. She moved it around. She finally found it. Bam, blood. Flushed it out. This took, and I shit you not, this took 45 minutes to find a vein. 45 minutes of them sticking me going on. So at this point, I'm a fucking annoyed, pissed off, think I'm having a heart attack, can't breathe. So the ambulance guys come in, and they're basically asking me, you know, different questions, same questions that they rolled up on me, same questions. I'm like, no, I have no heart condition that I'm aware of, whatever, whatever. So really two nice guys. So they put me in. They go, okay, we're going to see about taking you to either Holy Cross, Providence, or we're going to take you to Henry Mayo. Now, those who don't live in Cali or don't live where I'm at, because the thing is that I normally go to a hospital in a different region, but since I was at this particular area, I was like, Holy Cross. Because Providence, they are the shit. Those are the best nurses, but we'll talk about that a little later. So anyway, I've never been in an ambulance before. So they strap me down, and literally they strap you down. They strap you down from your, you know, from your chest cavity and make sure that you're, you know, I guess if they stop suddenly, you're not flying through the back of the ambulance. So they put me in the back of the ambulance, one drives the other one, and I'm always me. I was in good spirits. They just, you know, they were looking at me like, is this chick really having a heart attack? Because at this point when I could breathe, you know, I'm laughing and making jokes, flirting a little bit. Yeah, I was flirting, you know, flirting a little bit. And I think a lot of it was because I was panicking, but I wanted to feel as natural as I could, if that makes any sense. Because when you're in a position where you don't know what's going on, my freaking out is being more talkative and more myself. Like, I'm more, hey, yeah, this is cool. You know, not saying that the situation was cool, but making sure that I calm myself down. Because I know once I get upset that I can lose it. And when I lose it, it's over for me. And I realized that. So I kept as calm as I possibly could. And when they were taking me out, he said, what was she given? And he told her, why was she given, you know, a nitroglycerin pill? He said, well, you know, it made her breathe better. And I think the nitroglycerin didn't make me breathe better. I think it was the fact that I had the oxygen on me. I think it's the reason why I breathe better. But anyway, they start asking me the same question. You ever had a heart attack? You ever had this? No. Same answers. You know, okay, so we finally get to ER, and they rush me in, you know, because when you come in the ambulance, it's a little bit differently because you're, you know, if I would have walked in, I probably would have took a longer time. So came in, you know, the nurses did everything. Yeah, asked me all the questions they needed to. Doctors came in, you know, they did an x-ray, you know, while I was in bed. Now, this is how long I've had an x-ray, because I think last time I had an x-ray, I think I was a kid, and I had to go into the x-ray room, but it's different now. They put the x-ray thing behind you when you're in the ER. They wheel the card in and, bam, take a picture of whatever they take a picture of, and they roll it right back out. So took a picture and everything. So he says, honestly, I don't see anything wrong with your heart, but I do see something in your lungs. And I'm like, okay. So they're asking me, do you smoke? Do you this? No, I don't smoke. No this, no that. Okay, have you been, what do they say, driving a long period of time? No. Have you just basically came back from flying? No. None of this. All this was a no, 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 no. Because, you know, I don't know what the hell was going on. I've never had any problems with my lungs. So they said, okay, so what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to shoot you with some diet, I guess it's called what is it called, where you have to scan. Is it an EKG? I don't think it's an EKG. Whatever it was called. they're like, sugar, what the hell? But whatever the fuck it was called. So by this time, you know, they see where where the needle is, you know, for the IV. So they proceed to tell me that, oh, you know what, we can't use that because the dye that we're going to put in you won't go until that. It has to have much more of a flow. So I'm sitting here going, okay, it took them 45 minutes to find this, and now I've got to be subject to more, you know, bullshit. So they take my arm. And actually, the nurse finds it like that. Like, I don't know what was wrong with the other nurse, but she, in the arm that I'm normally good with, she finds it, bam, you know, sticks it, puts the other IV in. So I ask her about the IV in my feet. She says, no, you know, we're going to leave that IV in just in case. I'm like, okay, no problem. So I'm sitting here and waiting around for them to come and see me and give me the test. So I wait about a good hour, and by that time, my fucking king got there and was talking to me, calming me down. I'm telling you, God, I don't know what to say. But anyway, so I went to the place where they did the test. Now, mind you, I'm claustrophobic. That's another thing about me, you know, real life people don't know because, again, I don't share a lot of my real life with people, but I'm extremely claustrophobic, and I've been like that for a long time, and I think it came because an ex of mine who was an abuser tried to drown me, and it's just something that even after all these years, I'm still, you know, subject to feel it and experience it. But anyway, when they put you in this, you have to hold your arms up above your head, but your body goes in till almost to your chin, and I was freaking out. The calm person that I normally am, a.k.a. Sam, was freaking the fuck out. And, you know, the guy talked to me and was like, you know, calm down. Everything will be okay. I've done this for many, many years. I'm thinking to myself, I don't give a fuck how long you've done this. I've never had this done to me. You know, it's amazing how people say, don't worry, I've done this 20 years. Okay, that's fine. But this is my first experiencing of it. And just because you've done it for 20 years, it's not going to make me less freaked out or make my experience less than what it is because you have experience with it. And I think that's what a lot of healthcare providers forget, is that just because you've had success with this all this time, which is wonderful, I'm not questioning your skills. And I told him, I'm not questioning your skills or what you can do, but I am, you know, I'm freaking out because I've never had this done before. So here I am. You know, he proceeds to do the scan, and he puts the thing in, you know, in the IV, and all of a sudden, while he's doing it, all this water just busts out, which means the IV needle moved, and everything that was in it, it was no longer going in my vein. So I'm here now freaking out more because what the hell? That means they're going to have to redo it. So he says, okay, calm down. I'm going to go ahead and call a nurse and have them come up and do it. So I'm trying to calm down. I'm still in this position and feeling like crowded. And he's like, okay, let me pull. So he pulled me out, you know, which was cool. I felt a little bit more at ease. So we're waiting, and I shit you not, 45 minutes we're waiting for somebody to come back and redo this IV. 45 minutes. I'm sitting here with a hospital gown on, cold, and just totally out of it. So he's like, you know what? I don't normally like to redo their, you know, their work, but I'm going to do it. So he, you know, pulled it out a little bit, moved it around. I'm in all this pain, and then he sticks it in there, and he finds it. So he puts the thing back in there to get the to put the dye in. So he tells me, you're going to feel like you're using the bathroom on yourself, but you're not. So I'm thinking, huh, you're going to feel warm all over, and you're going to feel like you're using the bathroom, but you're not using it. So I'm like, okay. So I'm sitting there, laying there rather, and all of a sudden this warm feeling comes over, like, you know, my arms and my chest area, and then down below. And I swear, I thought, and he's right, you feel like you are, like, letting go. But I had to remember, okay, you're not. So after that happened, you know, he eases me out, takes it out, and he puts me back in the room. And at that point, you know, I'm still freaking out, not knowing what's going on, not knowing what's happening, you know. Okay, so we're waiting. All of a sudden you hear this thing calling, like, all the nurses and the doctors. There's a trauma. So meanwhile, while I'm sitting in here, come to find out that there was a couple of stabbings, some shootings, and, of course, when you're in the ER, that takes, you know, precedence over everything else. You know, if you're not immediately about to fall over and croak, then you're basically put on the back burner until, you know, they can find out what's going on. Well, come to find out is that one guy got stabbed in the head, knife was still in his head, one guy got beat up, he was going to go get water for his family and ended up getting beat up because of that, you know. And I'm thinking, God, this is just a fucked up ass world we live in, you know. It's just really sad. You can't even go get water for your family without getting rushed and jumped by a bunch of guys. But anyway, so about 2 hours later, this very tall, light-skinned female doctor comes in with a foul bedside manner, like a real shitty manner, and tells me and proceeds to tell me, you know, you had a, oh, God. I'm trying to get a hold of myself right now, thinking about it. You had a pulmonary aneurysm. And what that is that I had so many blood clots in my lungs and wasn't aware of it. So the blood clots were basically stopping me from breathing. The worst part about all this is that I didn't even realize it. And I was going to wait to see a doctor a week later. Now, a pulmonary aneurysm basically could have traveled to my brain, gave me a stroke, or from where it was to my heart and killed me. And when I tell you that I am blessed to be here, I am blessed to be here. I don't normally share anything with anyone as far as my real life because I try to be as private as possible because to me, Second Life is not about, you know, having drama or talking about your real life, your real problems or anything like that. It shouldn't go that far because you should be more concerned about having fun and enjoying things. But the reason why I decided to talk about this is because I honestly want people to know that if your body does anything that is not in the norm, don't wait. You know, don't wait on it. Don't question it. Don't say, okay, I'll go later. You know, I'll go later on. Because when they first told me, I really didn't catch it until I realized that my grandmother had a stroke and she had an aneurysm on her brain. And the reason why they found it was because she had the stroke. And she was never the same. And this was 75-year-old woman that used to change her own tire, used to, you know, be very, very active in her church, used to do her own tune-ups. And I'm not kidding you. You know, she was extremely active. I saw her go from being a very, very active woman to basically nothing, just basically withering away. And when I think about what could have happened, it scares me, but it makes me realize how quickly your life can be just taken and you don't even realize it or know it because you're so caught up into your day-to-day activities. I was going to work not being able to breathe and keeping it hidden from everyone, friends, family. You know, the man I'm in love with, you know, I was keeping it from everyone. Even though he could hear it sometimes, like when he was talking to me, he could hear it. You know, he was like, are you okay? You know, because one night I remember I was actually filming when we filmed Drunk in Love, and I couldn't breathe. And it was me, my brother Jamel, and Angel, we were there with the girl doing Drunk in Love, and I was breathing real heavy, and I couldn't breathe. And I remember saying, oh, must be my asthma, because at one point when I was, like, younger, I had asthma issues. But I guess you could say grew out of it, because I haven't had an asthma attack in a while. So in a way, I kind of thought that that was asthma related. So I was kind of ignoring it, thinking, okay, you know, no big deal. I'll go ahead and get a inhaler when I go to the doctor, you know, on that Friday, and I won't have to, you know, go through this, because I'm thinking in my head that it's honestly it's probably my asthma coming up. Still don't realize that even asthma is a serious shit, but not thinking it's as serious as it was, because, like I said, I kept catching, you know, my breath. It was worse when I was in the shower, and I think the reason because of the water being hot and, you know, having all that steam, because I take a pretty hot shower, and I think that steam and the water being hot, I really couldn't, you know, what's the word I'm trying to use? I couldn't, I couldn't breathe as good as possible because of that. But it's just amazing how you don't realize, you know, what's going on in your life. You know, I had warnings, but I ignored them because I honestly thought everything was okay. You know, I really thought I was okay. I really thought I was okay. And I wasn't. But they hospitalized me. So they had to, you know, they put me on an IV with blood thinners. So I was on the IV with blood thinners from early Sunday till I left Tuesday. So they had me on blood thinners. They had me on a very low sodium, you know, diet and everything. And I was, you know, no cranberries. I love cranberry juice. You know, I couldn't drink cranberries and anything because all that makes your blood thin. And since I'm already, you know, on blood thinners, you can't eat or, you know, eat certain things, which I had no clue. You know, you couldn't eat certain things. So they had me on this, oh, my God, this bland diet that I'm going to probably upload the three that I kept. You can see it. Because it was like, it's so nasty. I mean, oh, my God, the first night, probably because I was, you know, hungry, it was okay because I hadn't eaten since, like, about noon that Saturday. So that Sunday when I finally ate, I was, like, gobbling that food down. Like, it was like, yep, I'm at Sizzler. Those who are not in California, like, Sizzler's like the business in a way. But it was funny because I was, like, really good. Then when it came to lunchtime, I was like, ugh. I can't eat this shit. Are you kidding me? What the hell? But it's because, you know, you have to, like, eat the right food so that your blood, I guess, can process. But anyway, I had me on blood thinners, and it was, like, around the clock. Have you ever been in the hospital? It's like, you know, you're supposed to be there to rest, but they're around the clock giving you a shot, giving you pills, taking your blood pressure, you know, in my case, taking my blood, you know, to make sure that I still had oxygen in my blood, making sure that the oxygen was rolling out like it should. So I was, like, privy to all that and going through – you know, all those kind of, you know, craziness and emotions. But anyway, I'm going to put you guys on hold for a second because I need to get a drink and I need to kind of like breathe a little bit. So I'll put you on hold for 1 second, okay? Thanks. Be right back.
Just got
So I am back. I had to get something to drink. I was going to get it, but someone brought it to me. And so I didn't actually have to go do it, have to go get something to drink. Let's see. If you're watching this on YouTube, and you heard me say I had to stop, but I just realized that on YouTube, I probably would have to play an actual commercial for you guys to view. But anyway, when Angel got there, the next morning, I guess he hadn't eaten on the plane. So he hadn't really eaten, period, anyway. So he ate my omelet. Greedy, greedy, greedy. He ate my omelet. He thought it was good. I thought it was fucking horrible. It was a, it was a omelet with mushrooms and cheese. Now, maybe if the hospital wasn't making it, it would have been good, but it was just awful. So what I did was I honestly got used to the sorbet there. They have like a fruit sorbet, and I let Angel taste it. He was like, wow, this is good, actually. And I ended up buying some once I got home because it was so good. The sorbet was really, really good. Everything else was just freaking awful. I mean, I had a tuna sandwich the next day. And I guess when you're hungry, everything, because that tuna sandwich actually tasted pretty freaking good. But I'm sure it was because I was hungry, and I'm sure it was because, you know, I needed that nourishment and needed something different, but it was absolutely just horrible. And, but anyway, for dinner, I had this baked chicken with vegetables, which was really good. It was baked chicken, veggies, a roll with butter. Listen to me. I'm doing a restaurant review, everybody. A roll with butter. And it was really, really good. It was, you know, but I'm sure it's because I was hungry and wanted a decent meal, but it was actually good. I know Angel was saying it looked good, you know, but he doesn't really like chicken that much, but he'll eat chicken wings. One day I'm going to have him on a show to talk about his chicken wings. You guys think, okay, he needs help. But anyway, he loves the chicken wings, but it was good. That was pretty good. Hospital food is just really just nasty. It is nasty, nasty, nasty. But anyway, getting back to the subject at hand, I don't want to have people feeling sorry for me or feeling, you know, I don't want to make this a depressing show. I just want to really convey what needs to be done, what people should start doing. Your health is the most important thing in the world. And I know I'm a big hypocrite talking about that now because I have lapsed so much and have ignored so many signs that has been like just basically set on my lap. But when you have something like this that's this serious, that the doctor telling you that, yeah, if you'd have waited till Friday, you wouldn't have, you know, we wouldn't have been making hospital arrangements, we would have been making funeral arrangements. It's, you know, it's an eye-opener, it's an awaker, and it made me really realize there's so much I want to do that I've been like pushing aside, and not just in SL, but in real life too. There's just so much that I want to start doing to enjoy my life. And I think because of that, and I'm not saying I'm going to leave SL because I love Second Life. It's, you know, it's where I have so many wonderful people that I love and care so much for. And, you know, so it's not something I'm going to be leaving, but I am going to start doing more things in my real life as well to enjoy. One thing I am going to start doing, and I'm going to be doing this across the board in Second Life and real life, I really am going to do the Love Yourself Club. this is something that I'm seriously passionate about. I want to do. I want to help others, open up doors if I can. If I could just help one person, I want to do it. I really, really, really want to do it because I feel like, you know, there's so much that we as women can help other women with that you don't even know. I think instead of us always criticizing each other, we need to bond more. You know, each of us come from different walks of life, you know, different backgrounds, different, you know, things going on, even though somebody may just make you want to strangle them. And let me get this straight. I'm not about to deal with people with drama. You know, I'm not in that. It's not happening. But I do want to reach out to people who really want to be reached out to and who really want to have a place in their life where they're happy. Because let's face it, life is so freaking short. The only thing you want to do is be happy. You know, you've got so little time. And trust me, after this, and I've said it before, but this was like an eye-opener to me that I just can't even describe. Because when you're on the brink of that, you really don't realize how much you take for granted and how much you don't realize that God has set forth to you and has given you and you just ignore. So I really want to do that. I also, you know, want to start doing my talk shows again because that's something I'm also passionate about. As well as little bitty things here and there, Real Life SL, you know, and I, you know, welcome, you know, people who want to be a part of it, you know, who want to strive for it, you know, who want to just be a beacon or be somebody's hero. You know, it doesn't take much to be a hero. Just being there for a person, let a person know that if they need you, if they want to talk, if whatever, that you're there for them. Because a lot of people just don't have anybody to talk to. A lot of people do shit that's uncontrollable or crazy just for attention. And I know some people say, well, who cares? But you should care because it's your fellow woman. You know, women have it hard as it is, you know, which I'm going to get into that too because my friend Candy had told me to watch these two documentaries that I did on Netflix, and I'm going to talk about that probably on one of my shows. And I tell you, it was an eye-opener. That was an eye-opener for me. When you don't realize, you know, how blessed we are as women to be, you know, in a country that doesn't say, well, you're a woman, you're less than. Even if, and some things, like I say, as far as being paid less, that may be true. But once I discuss this with you, because I'm going to have Candy on my show, then you'll see what I'm talking about. But anyway, let's start talking about some happy, happy, happy things, okay? I am doing a lot better. I am on oxygen. I'll probably be on oxygen probably for the next maybe week or 2 weeks, hopefully less. You know, hopefully I'll be back to work soon. I don't wear the oxygen too much during the day because I'm breathing a lot better, but at night I was told by my nurse to, you know, to do it at night. I do have an in-home nurse that comes every once in a while to test my blood, making sure that there's oxygen in my blood. I am coming back to Second Life. Yes! And to, you know, to have fun or whatever, because I honestly needed the time away to get my thoughts together, to get my mindset, and also to feel better while I'm breathing, because it, you know, now I don't have to fight for a breath. You know, now I breathe well, and now, you know, I've been told by Angel that he'll allow me to come back online, and, you know, he'll allow it, so I guess that's okay now, and come on. But, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing family and friends, you know, and everybody. I really am. I'm looking forward to that. God, what else is going on that I can talk your damn ear off for the next 20 minutes? But anyway, this will be uploaded on YouTube for those who are listening to it on Blog Talk Radio. So it will be uploaded on YouTube. You're going to be like, wait a minute, that does not look like Sugar. It does not look like her. It's because I'm on an off, because I already knew that if I came on under me, I was going to get a lot of hits and talk, and not that I'm ignoring anybody. God, that is not it at all, but I wanted to do this show first before I, you know, kind of explaining what's going on before I start talking to people. And like I said, I'm not trying to do this for any sympathy or anything like that, but I do need people's support as far as with the love, my, you know, love thyself first and the other things I'm trying to do. I'm honestly putting myself out there because I really want people to wake up. You know, if anything is not right with your body, if you're, you know, even if it's a headache, you know, that you're constantly having, seek help, you know, seek something. If you don't have medical, then, you know, seek a free, you know, a free place to get it, because your health is extremely important. It is the most important thing that you don't have control over, but do. And what I mean by don't have control over is because you can't help being sick. If you get sick, you get sick. You can't help it. But in order for you to get help, if you get help, you know, I've heard so many people ignore different things and end up dying because of, you know, being ignorant and ignoring, like myself. You know, I can honestly say that was just being plain ignorant to just ignore. And I'm an intelligent woman who should have known that if I couldn't breathe, I should have taken my ass to the hospital. You know, I shouldn't have had it to the point where, you know, that I almost lost my life before I woke up. You know, and I'm not just saying this, you know, being funny or anything. It was extremely, and it's still serious. You know, it's still serious because I still have to make sure that I take the medication, still have to make sure that, you know, that the blood clots are dissolved, still have to make sure that, you know, I take my blood thinner. So I'm not out of total crisis yet, but I am on my way. So I am blessed, and when I say blessed, I mean I am blessed to be here, to be able to talk to you about this, to be able to convey it, to be able to tell you, you know, that you need to, if something's not right, get help with it, because this could have been a different turn of events for me, and I realize it, you know, every day. You know, even now when I talk about it, you know, I get choked up and I get scared, but I realize that God must have a reason for me to still be here. So I'm going to work his magic and do what I need to do to get my life in order and to help those around me get theirs in order as well. With that being said, there's a lot coming up. I'm going to have a comeback show. Oh, don't say comeback, return. Because I think when people say comeback, it's like, you know, you've been like old and ostracized and you left and now you're coming back. So a return, let's say a return show, either the 22nd or the 29th, or even the 5th of April. Not really sure yet. So we're going to have a return show. I'm going to actually start doing live shows. Yes, live shows on YouTube. Start doing that. I'm also going to continue with my Blog Talk Radio shows. We're going to still be doing commercials. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to do a commercial for Ms. Sticks Carolina and got sick. I haven't talked to her, so I need to reach out to her as well. I'm supposed to be doing a commercial for a couple other people, Carter for one, and I got a list. My sister Diva, I got a list, but please don't fear. You know, I'm going to do my best. I'm not going to overwork myself because I am not going to put myself in a position where I am tiring myself out, especially with what's going on now. But I am going to keep busy because being home, oh, God, you would think that it's a happy, happy, joy, joy thing, but it's not. I am so freaking bored. I mean, when I say I'm bored, I'm bored. You know, it's like, okay, I really would just like to go back to work. I know people are going, are you kidding me? But I would really like to go back to work. But